All right, we are back now. That was the quickest break in the history of Box 2 Radio. we are back. We have Miss Les in Downs in
Good
the room.
Good morning.
She's in the room, so he's in the room.
I like that song. In the room.
Stay in the room.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then we have a bonus guest.
Yeah, here. Yeah. I have my daughter Sarah with me this morning. She wrote
Sarah
on down.
Downs. SD.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a video of Sarah and Drew, actually. Is Drew here, too?
No, he's got friends over, and they're busy.
He's too cool for us.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I guess. Yeah, it happens.
Sarah's loyal. But, no, it was a video of, I think you were going to... Now, she's no stranger to the broadcast, so if you don't know who she is, I guess I'll let you introduce yourself.
Oh,
because we could have
yeah.
new listeners, but... The majority of listeners know you, but we'll let you do that. And then I'll get to my story of the video I saw of your kid.
Oh, nice. Yeah. No, I'm saved, sanctified, freed in Christ. I have pled the blood over my mind and my mouth this morning as well. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
But yeah, I'm a follower of Christ, numero uno, number one on the list. That's the most important thing, but just a songwriter, singer, author, you know, actor. Just, yeah, I act like I have it all together sometimes, but the reality is God is the glue. So, yeah, I'm excited for what he's doing, the ways that he's willing to open doors for ministry, music. Very clearly is the door to ministry. It opens up. It's just the door to enter into his presence. It's the door to enter in to a church, an event, a place, a youth rally. Like, the music is what opens the door, but that door is there to open up to ministry and to share your heart and the power. They were overcome by the power and the blood in their testimony. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mention anything in there about a pretty song. So it's, I feel like the music is just the door that opens up where you can share the revelation God's given to you, the things in your life he's done for you. And that's what it's all for. Like, that's really what I'm there to do, is to minister and to share and get to play some really cool music in the mix. So that's a blessing.
Amen. I love the word. I love how you say that about the door. I've used that so many times and been like,
it sticks with you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Once you hear it and you see it in your mind, it's like, yeah.
I've used
that's
it
what
for
it is.
Your testimony, though. Like, I'm really known for sharing other people's testimonies.
Take it and run, girl.
I take it and I love it. I just love hearing other people's testimonies. I'll share mine too, but I just get captivated by certain, especially if I meet somebody who I really feel like. Somebody else's testimony. Mine might not be able to reach him, but somebody else's could. Yeah. But I just love sharing it. And that part about the door and like that revelation that you had is just so huge. Because I think if all musicians, songwriters, you know, people who use their gifts for the Lord, even anything, I mean, you could even say that with teaching, with anything, any gift, spiritual gift that God's given you,
yeah.
it that thing is the door. But I think about the word portal, too, because I thought about, like, how the musicians, they were the front, in the front of the, like, leading into battle. They were on the front line.
Oh, yeah. They were waving the flags, banging the drums, singing the songs.
And it's like, that wasn't slaying the giants, but it was like a portal to bring in the one who does.
It was the preparation, just like our worship today. When we go into spiritual battles and things that we're facing in the world today, our worship is our time with God in that mm-hmm. special place. I mean, you got the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. Like, you have steps to things. You have to
come,
cleanse your heart.
There.
Like, Lord, I come before you. Like, cleanse my heart. Like the steps you take in the outer court, the inner court, and then entering in the Holy of Holies. Like, yeah. there are those steps that you take in worship, too, where it's like, okay, yeah. search me. Search me, God. Let me know what I need to offer up to you today. Mm-hmm. Whatever I've held on that I've put value to that you want burned mm-hmm. spiritually, emotionally, mentally, the thoughts that I've held on to, my own goals and aspirations, anything yeah. like that I have put value to, that is, it's nowhere in
and
what Jacob, you want me to have.
Jacob's, you know, a part of worship team too and a worshiper. So this is a good little group we got here. Yeah. Sarah, she's a little worshiper too.
She's on the rise.
Do y'all think we really need to open up with each other more before we start leading
essential.
People into worship? Like, open up and get those things out on the table and see each other, like, our minds freed, and even check on each other before we go into, like, I feel like sometimes we're so rushed into, like, when we're in practice or, mm-hmm. like, we take so much more time, like, practicing the music and getting everything nailed down mm-hmm. than we do, like, caring for each other's souls before and helping each other prepare our hearts.
I think God blesses preparation. So if we spend that time in preparation getting the music right and wanting to do what we do for the Lord in excellence, that's blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not going to stick to your plan in that. Sometimes your whole list is blown where it's like, nope, God wants to do something else, and that's all right.
Yeah.
Because we have prepared for that, maybe not this morning, but at another time, mm-hmm. and he's blessing that preparation. It is the same with how you minister.
Mm-hmm.
How much preparation is there for him to bless and multiply?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How have hearts been prepared? How have you been set?
Oh yeah,
and I with think him even, beforehand.
Even that preparation of the music, it's so needed because it does settle. It settles any, you know, anxieties or fears you have about the music. Like, it settles you in that preparation. To
it,
feel,
it's, it, it takes it to a whole nother level.
To feel so
Hannah,
settled.
Like there's barriers that we have that God breaks through. And if we have some of those in place, we are not going to move as far in the worship as we could if those were already laid down.
But I guess what I'm thinking is, like, exactly what you were saying. Like, it was like your own prayer to the Lord, which we all have to have those vertical prayer time with the Lord for our own self. But I don't know. I was just thinking about, like, you know, most worship teams pray together at least once before mm-hmm. you know, going into that time.
I think it's essential. I think there's a difference. I think you feel the difference in the times that you do.
When you do versus
and you don't.
But when we are praying, it seems like sometimes we could be more, like, vulnerable, I guess, in mm-hmm. our prayer and, like, checking on each other. And I know it's hard and it's
well, you have this whole thing. Your mindset is thinking, okay, well, we've got to start at this time. We've got, and a lot of times as, you know, director of worship, for so many years, a lot of times it comes down to it. Hey guys, let's meet in my office. We've got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, where,
even if it's only
where you
minutes.
Have all of these responsibilities. And when people start coming in, you know, you want to minister, you want to connect, you want to say, you want to hear how their child's doing after this. And, you know, like that's part of ministry too, mm-hmm. but there is a scriptural point that we need to take note of here where we are to be separate.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And that's for a time. It's not completely separate. Like, I'm sorry, there's a wall. I can't talk to you people. I'm a musician. I've got my in-ears in. I can't hear anything you say. No, there's a point where we're called to be separated from the group to be prepared.
To be, like, consecrated.
To bring to, yeah. To be to have that time separate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's essential. I think the difference in the times that I made a point, and a lot of our prayer time is in that rehearsal before,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, okay, before we even hit the first note,
mm-hmm.
before we sing the first word, before we tune one instrument, let's tune our hearts a little bit here, guys. Let's mm-hmm. take some time. And working with a lot of youth through the years that have wanted to be part of the praise team, and you're wanting to build them up and instruct and disciple, and that's what we're called to do. There's a lot of silence
mm-hmm.
in that time. We're so, okay, this is a time. Anybody needs any prayer, open up. Mm-hmm. Cricket, cricket. And it's like, well, you can't lead anyone anywhere you're not willing to go yourself.
Yeah.
So in those cricket moments of ministry, I think we're the ones that are supposed to chime in and chime up and be vulnerable and show that as in, you know, just the example, like this is what it looks like, guys. This is what it looks like to be totally open and be stripped before the Lord. Like, okay, nothing between us, God.
Yeah.
Whatever's between me and you, let's remove it right now.
Like, you know that there's others that need to be vulnerable, but they're scared, so you choose to be vulnerable and just show, demonstrate what it's like to just lay those things out there before the
That's
Lord.
That's discipleship.
Yeah.
Discipleship is not just reading. It's showing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not just reading about. It is living it out.
Mm-hmm.
I need to write that down. But that's the, I mean, there's two different things. Yeah. Write that down. I brought my secretary today, Sarah. You know how to write. Okay.
I got you a pen.
I already forgot what I said. You got to be on this. So, but there's, you know, just that preparation, God will bless. And in those times, I mean, everyone is facing something.
Yeah.
Everyone's dealing with something. If you are on a platform, you cannot look me in the eye and say you do not struggle with something.
Oh, yeah.
That's not being honest.
It's
That's
just the stresses of this life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if it's not like a sin that you're deep into, like just the heaviness of life.
There is a weight in ministry. There's a weight in that calling. There's a reason why some people let that calling ring and like, I'll get it later. Like, just text me, Lord. Oh, I'll just read about it. I don't want to talk to you directly. I don't have time to sacrifice right now. Like, I got too many things going on. But that's not reality in ministry. Ministry is about submission. There is beauty in the obedience.
Yeah.
Beauty in the obedience of being on top of things. Like, Jesus did not wait until he overcome the grave and came back to forgive the people that put him on the cross. He was hanging by those nails when he forgave the people that drove them. Like, there cannot be a hesitation in that calling of what we're called to do. We can't wait or think, oh, well, I'll do that this time, or, you know, I'll schedule this in here. No. In the moments that you feel led to things, the more you are quick to respond
to the Holy Spirit,
the less time it takes for you to respond. Mm-hmm. It's like a muscle memory with your heart.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, okay, yeah, let's let this go. Oh, I'm feeling this. Let's let that go. Oh, let's let that go. Like, while we are hanging in that situation that we're in, let's not wait to forgive what's happening. In that moment, let's have a heart.
Mm-hmm.
To let it go in the moment we're holding it, let it go.
I feel like this is I can segue into this real quick and then we can get into anything else that you all, but like you were talking about that in the moment responding, but even when it comes to like confessing our sins and like getting our heart clean before the Lord in the moment too. Because, like, I was listening to this testimony. I love Forrest Frank. I know you all probably listen to him some. I love listening to testimonies from people that I listen to just to know, like, to see how genuine they are. And I was listening to a podcast that he was on, and he was just sharing his heart, like, with what it looks like when he's on tour and, like, his walk with the Lord and him walking in the Spirit. And he was talking about how, like, when he's on tour, his guys that he's with, the musicians, the ones keeping him accountable, he was just given like a little glimpse of what it looks like for them.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how like his mission is to stay in a place. And he was just giving an example of like, he had sinned. He was like scrolling on his phone and he had looked at something too long. And like, he knew that he felt the weight of his sin in that moment that he had lusted, like he had looked at something too long. And he was like, I want to stay in that place where these things, when they happen, I'm getting it out there. So he's like, if something happens like that, like even more than when I'm at home and I'm in my normal routine, I'm confessing it to my buddies. Like, I'm confessing my sin to my buddies so that they can keep me accountable, and they're praying for me and I'm praying for them, and we're like getting it all out there on the table so that our hearts stay pure, because we know that we're about to go out and minister to a whole stadium full of people, and that like we're bringing them Jesus. So I want to be as pure as I possibly can be. And I was just thinking, like, you know, that's when somebody's on, he's talking about being on tour, but like, what if that could be, you know, just our heart everywhere, like any team, and I was just thinking about that. Like, how often am I open and transparent about, and like going to my brother or my band member, my, you know, my brother in Christ, my sister in Christ, and just being like, I just did this. Like, I just had this thought, and I just want it gone. Like, I don't want this to be, I don't want to conceal it. I don't even just want to take it only, and some things I feel like we do just take between us and the Lord, but I think there's such power, because the word says, confess your sins one to another so that you may be healed.
And confess your hurts.
Your hurts.
Is one of the translations where confess your hurts one to another. So what if,
your fault?
What if something you said to me hurt me?
Mm-hmm.
Do I just hold it, or do I confess it to you and say, you know, this really hurt me, and I got to let you know.
Yeah.
And you know, how many people are in bondage through just feeling like they can read somebody's mind?
Yeah.
Or taking something the wrong way, and they
never
they take
it
the wrong way, and it stays wrong. They never correct it. They never figure out the truth, and they just hold on to it. And it's like that inbox that just gets filled.
Yeah.
Those are our offenses. Those are our encounters. True. Those are our experiences. Yeah. And how low in the grid does that go that you even forget it's there until you start going through and cleaning out that inbox of emotions where you are so backed up. Something's in there that's holding you back that you don't even know about until you scroll down far enough in your prayer time that you get down to be like, okay, Holy Spirit, what is it? What is it that I'm feeling towards this person? I don't even know what it is. And then you're going to have something revealed to you. And it's like, confess that to figure out what it really is. Because it could be like, I didn't even know you took it that way. I remember that day. I was dealing, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that wasn't even what you thought it was. And I feel like that is the filter it needs to go through, is that confession.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are filtering our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our experiences through the truth.
Mm-hmm.
When we filter those things in our time with God, suddenly what's left is the truth. He has filtered out all the stuff that was like, that's not even what it is. It's like, that's not even pining for gold, man. You got to get all the other stuff cleared out of the way that's worthless to get to the good stuff. Where it's like, oh, you're right. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it would strengthen us. It would strengthen the unity in our teams, in our worship teams. It would strengthen the unity in any part of our life when we operate like this. Did you have something, Jacob?
No, I was just saying, you know, I was thinking about sometimes when I drum, I take a lot of my frustrations. And it's not towards people. It's more towards the enemy, because I know that people, I don't think, are wanting to truly, like, if the person that God created does not want to hurt people, it's the enemy inside of people, or the enemy messing with people, that's trying to hurt people.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I don't think people were born to just want to hurt people. He wants to come steal, kill, and destroy. So what I do with the drumming a lot is I know I try to put my focus on the real enemy. And then I said, I'm going to make you pay. And we found out last couple Sundays ago, we started singing a song called Eviction Notice to the Enemy. And I started playing this song, and it just like, something just come out of me. I was like, I don't even know how I'm playing this. And it was just like, I'm going to beat the enemy up today. And I said, people don't understand sometimes when I'm doing these things. I said, I'm trying to beat the enemy off you out here in the crowd that's hovering over you and trying to get you to not enter into that place. And I think he didn't like that. And some wild stuff started happening. You can ask Hannah. It was pretty wild. You know, my headset quit working, and I didn't even understand why it quit working. And I'm like, the enemy does not like our worship. He hates it. Because
it talks about him being the prince of the air.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that just our wires, a lot of times, if there is not something that goes wrong or doesn't work, I wonder if I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
I wonder. If there's not one hiccup with something, or this not working, it's like...
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Well, he knows.
Because I mean, it's like those mornings where like the turn pedal is dead.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, I know I charged this thing,
yeah,
or this isn't working. It's like, okay, you just roll with it. As you hit those roadblocks, it's like, all right, forget the pedal. We're going direct in. You know, you just keep rolling.
It makes you stronger.
Like where this is cutting out. Okay, have we got another mic to try? Let's try another cable. No cable. Okay. Well, let's roll with this. You just keep rolling every roadblock and watch what God does when we don't let the temporary physical things in the room hold us back from the spiritual, eternal
Amen.
Things that God wants to do in that room. Where we're held back. Well, my microphone's not working. Okay.
Keep going. All right.
You don't have a voice. Yeah.
Of those lines.
Yeah.
Get up and
yeah. Sing out a little louder, though, bae. Okay. Like, get down where they are. Like, maybe get off your high stage and get down to the ground lower so you're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
Amen.
Let's think about what God's wanting to do in this moment. Maybe he's not wanting you to do things the way you have always done them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that is the wake up, get their attention, because you're having to do something out of the box and you're comfortable with out of the box because you were never in a box to begin with.
Amen.
True. I think sometimes the flow, we always want it to flow right. And God's like, no, just watch what I can do. If you're not bumping up against the enemy sometimes, then what are you really doing? I mean, because exactly. If we're going to war, I mean, I think music has a lot to do with war.
I don't think there's a lot of comfort and flow with breakthrough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we're breakthrough. I don't think, oh, smooth sailing.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's going to go just right. No, there's going to be some bumps.
I think
if you're breaking
about
something,
that.
There's going to be some bumps.
Oh, yeah.
When you're throwing something down, it might bounce a few times before it gives.
When the walls of Jericho came down, it was messy. I mean, it's not going to be clean when walls are... Things are mm-hmm.
Hey, you had to
down.
Clear the smoke before you saw the promised land. I believe that. Like, there had to be like some. Oh, there it is.
Could you imagine,
like,
though?
Go through it.
She's talking about Jericho. Could you imagine trying to be quiet, knowing what you're about to witness?
I know. I thought about that.
Walking around. They had to be quiet until the seventh time.
I don't know that they knew. I don't know.
I
think they walked in silence, in obedience.
But I think there was something bubbling.
It was the obedience.
Oh,
yeah.
Inside of them.
There was a anticipation
like
of why are we doing it?
Something's about to break. Yeah.
It was like that go back to the river and wash so many times. It's like letting Jesus spit on dirt and rub it in your face.
Yeah.
Kind of test of faith moments where you're like, I don't understand, but I'm just going to be obedient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key, is not us knowing the plan, not us having the plan, because God never wrote it out, checkboxed the list, like, give me detailed instructions of where to be. Like, that's not how faith works.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is walking around
for
days in silence, just being obedient, but then look what God did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think they knew how it was going to happen, but I think there was a revelation of something. This is going to come down. We just don't know how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's that obedience and the not knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I think, but that's where our trust lies in him. Hey, we do what he tells us to do, and he'll show us how it's going to happen.
I wonder, though, what freedom could be unleashed on praise teams, worship teams, like just across the whole platform here, if we let go of thinking we have an idea of how the service is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We prepare, we got a plan, we got our list, we practice, we rehearse, we got this down. Let's let all of that go.
Yeah.
And walk up there completely prepared for God to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
Let's even give it a moment.
Mm.
Let's give it a moment before we hit that first note to be sure God's not wanting us to just stand there in silence for a minute and watch people break all across the room in that silence, because they have anticipation they're going to play.
Yeah, true.
But there's that obedience in the silence.
Well, they run
before.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's where that obedience is at.
I've thought
about
this too. How do you know that the songs we prepared, God's not going to use at a different time? Like, we always think that's a given.
We think
it's going to be right in the beginning, pop, 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 each song. But what if
we're going to start here? We're going to do the energy level here. It's going to flow like this.
Completely silent in prayer and intercession the entire time until maybe the end, where you know
when you hit that first note.
Yeah.
When you hit that first tom coming in, it does something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's right at that time, God says, unleash the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Release your voice.
I'm receiving this for not just us.
But I feel like
room,
that's just all over the, across the board, across the board. Like, let go of your preparation and give God a chance to unleash what he has prepared for that moment. How many times have we sung over what the Holy Spirit wanted to say?
True. Mm.
And we're busy singing the song we practice, but the Holy Spirit's saying,
mm-hmm.
I want to speak to hearts, and I'm going to need silence. your song is distracting what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And we're like, no, but this sounds good. You can wait.
Yeah.
Like what? How many of us do that without even realizing it? Like, but if we're walking in obedience, if that is the focus, if that's the goal, if that's what we're there to do, is not serve the people in that audience so much as serve the Lord and what He wants to do for the people in that audience.
Amen.
That's where the difference goes. That's where it happens.
We're going to have a part two. We are going to have a part two. Okay, so until we get off of here, we have like a minute. Go ahead and tell people what's coming up real quick. Just tell them where to find the info on Facebook.
I'm going to be good to post it, I promise. But we've got the Christian Family Roundup coming up Thursday through early Sunday service at the Mammoth Cave Horse Camp. And it's a free event. There's horses there, rodeos.
And what's the date?
That is Thursday, so tomorrow.
Tomorrow
through
tomorrow,
early Sunday.
Right,
and then Sunday tomorrow morning, they have cowboy church that morning at 8:30. And I got invited to fill in for Pastor Tom Wilson at New Horizon.
And we will get this on the app. We'll make sure to get the details so you can check it. But we are out of time. We're going to have part two of this worship thing. Love you guys. We'll be back tomorrow.
Have a blessed day. 7
a.m. Central Time on Mornings with Fox 2 Radio.